Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is literally the second time in, I think, 3 years or 2 years that this kind of story has happened. So a Florida man was arrested because he tried to run to London across the Atlantic Ocean in a homemade hamster wheel. Not making it up. U.S. Coast Guard intercepted Reza Baluchi about 70 miles off of Tybee Island, Georgia, on August 26. They said that the 44-year-old marathon runner refused to leave the vessel for days and sadly had previously threatened to kill himself. Now, he has tried three similar voyages before, all of which ended in Coast Guard intervention. The makeshift contraption that he was using, it's shaped like a wheel, has paddles that are designed to propel it forward as the wheel revolves. And so they said that it was not safe. It was manifestly unsafe. And they were prepared. This was like right before the hurricane arrived. So they got him. He refused to leave his vessel. Then he said he had a bomb on board, but he was arrested. He had no bomb. And he was drifting 30 miles south of his departure point. So, yeah, he had to be rescued in 2021. Yeah, he tried to do this before in 21. He also tried to do it again before that in 2014. I don't know why. I get this guy has a death wish. I think he needs help. Good heavens. Let's see this. A man gets 12 years in prison after he drove his truck through there's an Ace Hardware. I like those Ace Hardware commercials. That's not the story. This guy drove his truck through one. A Florida man named Lionel Medina got a 12-year prison term. He rammed his truck into an Ace Hardware. He was just sentenced, though, yesterday. The crime happened last year. It was all caught on camera. He forced his way into the store and was able to grab as much stuff as he could before fleeing the scene. Thousands of dollars of stuff. Clearly, because it was all on video, they were able to easily identify his vehicle and identify him, and they arrested him, and now he's going to the pokey. But, oh my gosh, everything is on camera nowadays. It's the dumbest way to, were you wanting to get caught? Like, I don't even understand. Like, what is the point of that? I mean, were you wanting to get captured? Doesn't make any sense. Let's see, one guy got an assault charge because he repeatedly threw Snickers at a manager's face in Walgreens because he was denied the sale of cigarettes. I got to save this one for you tomorrow because I don't know how many Snickers he threw, but it was a lot of them. He ended up getting arrested. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899.
I want people to know that everything that they've experienced, that I'm certainly not the first trans person to ever be attacked by elements in the media to be used. And unfortunately, I don't think I'll be the last, but I want people to know that it's never okay for that kind of scrutiny on a person just because of their identity, just because I'm trans. And I hope that, you know, even if there's one person out there that feels that their identity is being attacked, that it's okay to be who they are. And it's never okay to be attacked on their identity, whether it's because of their race, their gender identity, their sexual orientation, religion or creed, that every day that they can be themselves is a good day for us all.
Oh my gosh. So this MSNBC talking to this dude, because it's a dude. That's a dude who is discussing the suit that's against, that's going on with Kappa Kappa Gamma. I know y'all heard of the story. First off, welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. And we're at the top of our second hour here. And this story, because everybody's going back to school and, isn't it Bama Rush Week or something like that? Or their rush period? And so there was a lawsuit that was filed by seven sorority sisters of Kappa Kappa Gamma. And they are upset because this dude joined their sorority. And the dude joined, it was like kind of forcibly, like it wasn't, it was sort of forced on them and they weren't really given a choice. See, choices are arbitrary for women, apparently. The sisters wrote that they were blindsided by this at this university when this guy was allowed to join. They said they brought up privacy and safety concerns. And they were either told to be quiet or they would have to change their definition of a woman. And this is at the University of Wyoming. They alleged that he would stare silently at them as they changed, became visibly aroused, asked repeated, nonstop, intimate questions of the young women. And if they... apparently because they felt uncomfortable with this, as anybody would, they were called bigots and told that they were attacking him because he's transgender. He's accused of taking photos without their permission at a slumber party, asking them what their genitals look like, all kinds of stuff. All of these girls are saying that this is what that they had to deal with. And he has already been on the record saying that he's still attracted to women. Because remember, the whole trans issue is what you identify as, but not necessarily what you're attracted to. And so they said that this individual, this guy, he's been making them feel entirely uncomfortable for quite a long time. And the sister said that the sorority changed its criteria to allow him to apply. The lawyer said that, the definition of a woman has changed. It's evolved. And that the term is open to interpretations. And they accuse the women who feel uncomfortable and vulnerable of being bigots. They're smearing them, is what it is. And it is... Oh my gosh. There's like so many of these like stories that they have of this guy. Bottom line though, is this is a sorority and they shouldn't have to accommodate this dude. They shouldn't have to accommodate this guy. And that's what gets me with this, because women are always told you have to accommodate the guy. If the guy feels uncomfortable, then that's, he's got to be accommodated. But if the woman feels uncomfortable, then she's a bigot and, you're being ignorant to this guy. You're being discriminatory, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this guy's name is Artemis Langford. And, the audio that we played for you, he was on MSNBC. And they portrayed these women as, these horrible bigots. That's how they portrayed them. They're horrible, horrible, mean bigots. And he's just this guy who's, bless his heart, he's just, going through all of this stuff. And they're so mean. But, I mean, when you look at the series of allegations that they have made, these sworn statements, this is wild. You know what gets me? And I was talking to my son who's in college, and he was saying that, we had to watch this, video about Title IX and all this stuff. But notice how There's never any video shown about it because it's all about men versus women. What about men who are dressing up as women and taking advantage of women in this way in these very vulnerable spaces? I mean, they can't even feel comfortable in their dorms. They can't even feel comfortable. It's just ridiculous. The women said that if the sorority wanted to admit men, then they should change the organization formally through the proper processes. I also think this is a bait and switch. I mean, when you join a sorority, I mean, when you rush and you join a sorority and you make that kind of commitment, it's not, I mean, that's a huge investment of your time, a major investment of your time and your emotions into this and getting to know these women. And if the sorority is going to change this after the fact, that's a bait and switch to me. I mean, they should have let these women know. You don't just do this in the middle of it and say, oh, by the way, women, now we're going to admit men who identify as women. You can't do that to sorority sisters. You can't do that to women who joined in good faith thinking that this was going to be a sisterhood. It's not a sisterhood when one of them has a schlong, okay? That's a dude. It's a dude. It would be the same if a woman tried to intervene in a man's space. It would be a bait and switch. It would be a complete bait and switch. But all these accusations, I mean, this guy's lucky he didn't get his ass kicked. I got to tell you, these are nice ladies because I think I'd have beaten them upside the head with a frying pan. I really would have. Someone who is preying upon you in your space like this. So this Artemis Langford, and he's actually, and you know, and especially some of the sorority sisters who are coming in, they are... younger than him, obviously. The judge had rejected the sister's lawsuit. They said that the court isn't going to define a woman. Well, the court doesn't need to define what a woman is because science has already done that. Science has already defined what it is. Science knows what they know what a woman is. Science knows what women are. But the organization's bylaws don't define what a woman is. And this guy's just, he's still, I mean, I think the women should leave. Honestly, they should just leave the sorority at this point. Every one of them should leave. This is insane. But they said that Kappa Kappa Gamma has over 250,000 members in 140 chapters. And they're like, we're not going to discriminate against gender identity. No, you are discriminating, though, because what you're doing is you lied to the women who joined your sorority and thinking that it was a sisterhood. And now you're going to go back and try to retcon that. That's not fair. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time. And the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one, at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations, and this 12 gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12 gauge pump action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells, and with dual tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KeltecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC Weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So the Stones have their first studio album in 18 years called Hackney Diamonds. That's actually was a bit of it that we played coming in. They're preparing to release their first album of original material in 18 years since A Bigger Bang from 05. The group apparently, I guess, they're live streaming it exclusively today, the event where they're, I guess, previewing the rest of the album. But they said this means, too, there's going to be a tour, probably, right? I don't know. I mean, it's without Charlie Watts, and I don't know. Like, I'm made of opinions, because I dig the Stones, but I also love blues-based rock, and I don't know. Like, I was talking about the guitar tone. I don't want to, you know, being that I'm a horrible rhythm guitar player, so I don't feel like, I don't know. Anyway, it's a whole other subject. I'm torn about this. Steve and I were, like, about ready to dive into a big old conversation about it before we actually came back on air. All right, so a review. This seems kind of obvious. A review of over 1,000 studies indicates that exercise can actually be more effective than counseling or medication for depression. Well, duh. I mean, just the endorphins and all the good stuff that your body releases when you're working out. I just know that it's cathartic. I mean, if I'm, you know, throwing weights around, I feel so much better afterwards. And I feel, you know, like less like tearing off people's limbs and beating them with them for saying something stupid on the internet. It's good for you. Go out and do it. No, I mean, like lift weights. Don't do what I just, not the latter thing. I feel like I need to clarify that. The U.S. says 52 million airbag inflators should be recalled over a rupture threat. Oh, great. So the U.S. auto safety regulator said that 52 million of these, they were supplied by ARC Automotive and Delphi Automotive. They have to be recalled because it could rupture, metal fragments could fly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They said that they've been used in vehicles from 2000 through early 2018 from GM, Ford, Toyota, Hyundai, Kia, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Volkswagen, basically all of them, all the cars. So just look it up. Go look it up because you might be affected. Nobody wants shards of metal. Nobody wants anything like that. Gary Busey was apparently involved in a hit-and-run accident in Malibu. What a California headline. Very California headline. And Texas Republicans are putting Ken Paxton on. He's going and has this trial that he's kind of a witch. It's a witch hunt, too. The Republican firebrand AG of Texas, he's facing these goofy charges of corruption and abuse of public trust. It's his impeachment trial. It kicked off yesterday. Yeah, that's what they're doing instead of lowering property taxes. Yeah. We got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. We were discussing this a little earlier, this situation with Liberty Safe. So Liberty Safe, they advertise themselves and as they used to advertise on the show. I don't believe that they do anymore, which that's not going to make a difference in me commenting on this. They said that they were advertised as America's number one heavy-duty home and gun-safe manufacturer. Now, they said that they issued this statement late last night where they said that they gave the FBI an access code to a customer's gun-safe in response to a request on August 30th. And they said that the request came, Jennifer Van Law at Red State has a really good chronological timeline of this. The request came during a raid on this guy's home. It was a guy who attended the protest on January 6th, right? And the protest, people broke, there were people who decided to get violent and carry out a riot. Now, this individual, the incident to which they are referring, this individual was apparently there and they were investigating Nathan Hughes. He's based out of Arkansas. And so they were looking into his attendance at the protests. And there's video of them apparently like arriving at his house and all of this stuff. They had him in handcuffs, etc. He's a small business owner. And they said that the FBI turned off his security cameras. They unplugged his internet. They went through his house. Then they called the manufacturer of his Liberty gun safe and they got the passcode. Now, the individual, because I was looking at some of some of the charges, they said that he was interfering in enforcement there the day of the riot, etc. And but they said that they got his access code, and I'm trying to figure out. Because I just keep thinking of how Apple like wouldn't even cooperate with our government. Do you remember this was I think this was in San Bernardino. Do you remember the terrorists, the couple who opened fire at a holiday event and killed a number of elderly people? It was a guy who was upset and he remember this whole thing and they had been getting these deliveries and making weapons in their garage, and neighbors saw what was happening, but they didn't want to report it because they didn't want to be accused of being racist and all this stuff. And they had gotten the feds had gotten their phones, and the feds had asked Apple if they could unlock the phones, and the Apple said no, they weren't going to cooperate. And that was a huge news story. And that was a big thing. They went back and forth on that forever. Liberty Safe was like, well, just show us the warrant and here we go. So my thing is, they said that they have access codes depending on the model. And I guess they're different from the model. I don't know if it's just ubiquitous for every safe. I guess if there's a battery, depending on what type you have, if the battery fails, but you have keys. Like even if the battery fails, you still have keys. So I just don't understand why they still have those codes. why they have those access codes and why they, it doesn't, I'm just curious as to why they didn't resist it a little bit more. Why did they even have to be involved is my other question. Like, why do they, why did Liberty Safe even have to be involved in this? Because, I mean, if the feds wanted to access it, couldn't they just cut into the damn safe? Right? So why did they even have to get Liberty Safe involved?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.